All right, sir. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get an email set up and sent over to claims intake for you, and they will send you an email back within 24 to 48 hours with the correct policy number and the phone number and email to file your claim.
Okay, so what do I, like in the meantime, I need to get a rental car, so what am I supposed to do about that?
Pretty much the only thing you can do at this point is wait, because that's something your adjuster is going to be able to assist with after you file a claim.
I'm calling to file the claim right now, and I need
Yes,
a
sir.
car.
We don't have, this is not a our claim number. So the only thing I can do for you right now is send a I'm sorry, it's not our one of our policy numbers. So the only thing I can do is send an email to claims intake to see if they recognize this policy, and then they'll send you back the information, the phone number and email to file the claim to the correct company.
Well, according to all the information I have, are you saying that this is not Old Republic Insurance Company? This is not one of your guys' numbers?
It is one of our numbers. This is exceedance. We file claims for Amazon and Berkshire, but this is not one of the policy numbers. And there's nothing pulling up for us with this policy number that you gave or the VIN number. It's not pulling up a policy number.
Okay, well, I appreciate you doing what you said about sending the email, but I also wonder if there's someone, like, is there a supervisor, someone I can speak to above to try to expedite this? Because again, I can't go for 48 hours without having a vehicle. I gotta be at work on Monday morning, and I gotta have a car.
Yes, sir. So
So
I can
could I
add
take
to the
something?
email that you would like for it to be expedited, but there, my supervisor is pretty much going to tell you the same thing because there's nothing else we can do. This is what we're doing for you is pretty much the only thing we can do at the moment.
Okay. Well, if we could do all that, I would like to speak to the supervisor if possible.
Okay, your first and last name.
Christopher Harshbarger. And I understand you're doing what you can do. I understand that.
Yes, sir. Can I get you to spell your last name?
Yes, it's HARSHBARGER, Harsh Barger.
Okay, and a good phone number.
618-616-4865.
And a good email.
CB Harshbarger. So C as in Chris, B as in boy, and then my last name, HARSHBARGER at gmail.com.
Okay, and did you get the Amazon driver's name?
Yes.
Okay.
His name is Boyd, Boyd. Last name, Seekford, SEEKFORD.
All right, and did you get the name of the company he was driving for through Amazon?
Yes, it is Schneider Logistics.
Schneiger.
I think it's Schneider. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay.
I think it says.
And did you get his driver's license number? His
Yes.
ID? Okay.
It's
Okay.
West Virginia is the state, and the license ID number is F. So F is in Foxtrot. 787-358.
Okay, and his driver's license number.
Yes, that's what is listed here. F787-358.
As his plate number or his driver's
Oh,
license number.
the license, that's his license ID number. I do
Okay.
have the plate number too, if you want that.
Yes.
The license plate number on the vehicle is 8EY 6096.
West Virginia.
And that plate is out of Maryland. No, that's out of Maryland.
And the physical address of where the accident happened?
Intersection of Route 66 and Interstate 70.
In what city?
Well, I guess that's Smithburg. It's Washington County.
Okay.
I'm not sure what city that is right there.
And the time that it happened.
It's kind of awesome. Let me look at where my wife called me. I believe it happened at 11, right? It happened at 11 o'clock, 11:05, between 11 and 11:05.
Okay.
A.M.
All right, this is all the information that I need from you. Give me one moment, and I'll see if a supervisor is available for you.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. You're welcome. Mm-hmm.